to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com, and today I'm interviewing Jim Cockrell. Jim is the author of 5 books and a serial web entrepreneur, as well as a professional speaker and a specialist in internet marketing. So welcome, Jim.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. So first of all, why don't you just tell us a bit more about you and your business, because you seem to be in everything.
You know, I'm the master of everything and the master of nothing. No, I've been doing internet marketing for about 16 years, and I've kind of had my hands in pretty much every little piece of it you could possibly imagine, from affiliate to email to search to landing pages to web design. So now I play a lot in the world of self-publishing, and I've gone on the path where I spent a lot of time writing and marketing books, and that's really kind of what I focus on doing for the last couple of years now. But my experience goes way back to all kinds of internet marketing, building websites for some of the first Fortune 500 companies on the internet back in the early 90s, to running my own businesses and owning my own businesses and things like that. But I really love producing books now and marketing those books.
No, that's great. And your latest book, you crowdfunded. So I wonder if maybe you could start by telling us a bit more about the book itself, and then we'll come back to crowdfunding. So it's called No Publisher Needed. What's that about?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a long story. The short story is that I ended up pre-funding another set of books by using the power of the crowd to get it done. And after I got done with that process, I said, you know, I should really take what I've learned from this, as any expert should, right? Anyone who knows something about something should take the information they have and transfer it to some type of format, a book, a web, or whatever. And what I did is I took the knowledge that I gained from how I crowdfunded the book and put it into a book, right? Naturally, right? So when you learn how to do something, you teach other people how to do it. And I put it in book form. And that's what the book is. It's called Crowdfunding Your Book, How I Raised Over $30,000 in Just Over 30 Days to Pre-Fund My New Book. So you can buy that at Amazon and download that and learn exactly how I did it, why I did it too.
Okay. But you say, is the No Publisher Needed? Is that just about the fact that you can do it, print it yourself? Or do you have a broader perspective now with indie publishing?
Well, my story is this. In 2010, I had my first traditionally published book put out called Attention, This Book Will Make You Money. And it's the first time I'd ever worked with a legacy publisher or a big six publisher or whatever you want to call them. You know, it didn't work out exactly as I planned for a myriad of reasons. And what I figured out from that experience was that the business of traditional publishing is too slow for me. I don't own my work when I'm done with it. Bookstores are dying. So the one thing that they kind of had that they were holding over your head was they could get it in bookstores. Well, guess what? The bookstores are going away. And the really poor commissions, you know, when you end up making about 17.5% off of every book you sell, off the cost that they sell it to Amazon or Barnes & Noble for, you realize that it's really a bad business decision to use a publisher to publish your book, because of all the reasons I just spoke about. As an entrepreneur, you can do so many more things when you self-publish your book, and the shift is happening in the world right now when you self-publish your book. Now, I just want to make this very clear. I did earn lots of money indirectly from having a hardcover book because of consulting and things like that. There was still a little bit of a cachet about having a book in a bookstore, right? Mm. The problem with that argument is this, is that those days are kind of fading away. There is, in my opinion, no difference between a book that a traditional publisher can give you and a book that you can put out on your own. I mean, this is one of the books that I just put out called Internet Marketing for Business Answers, self-published. Looks like a real book to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Print on demand. Just because it's not in bookstores. Sorry, who's really going into the bookstores anymore? People can order this digitally, or they can order the print version of it. And they print one of them at a time. This is a real book. So, in my opinion, there's no difference between the books. So that's my long-winded answer. I'm sure we'll talk more about it. But I really believe in self-publishing right now.
Yeah, which is brilliant. Now, and I guess the big question for me there is, you have a big audience. You've been working on the internet for years, and I know my audience are now listening to you going, but Jim can do that. He has millions of people following him. How can I do that?
So as an internet marketer, I know that objection, right? I'm a sales and marketing guy, right? Before I'm an author, before I'm everything else, I've been on thousands and thousands of sales calls. And I have a unique advantage in that area because I know what people's objections are. I always look for objections when I'm trying to make a sale. Right now you're saying that to me. The biggest objection people are having when they're watching this right now is, well, Jim has thousands of visitors, and that's why he was able to do it. Look, anyone can build a platform. What you're doing at the Creative Pen, you're building a platform. And a platform is the same thing as standing up on a soapbox in front of people in the downtown of your city and building an audience. It's the same thing as any of that. And anyone can do that. Yes, I did start with an email list. And by the way, it's not millions. It's not even in the six figures. It's a very modest, small email list. I'm not a internet guru who can send an email out and say, everyone buy my book and I make $1 million. That's not me, okay? I have a very small targeted list of people who are interested in what I do, okay? And I built that up over years and years and years. But that doesn't mean that that was primarily the way that I found success. Sure, a couple of the people that were on my list said, oh, Jim's doing something new, we'll participate in that. The truth is that the majority of the funding that I got from this pre-funding campaign came from people who had never heard of me before. And here's why. Because when I pushed the information out, I didn't ask the people in my group to fund it. I asked them to share it with somebody. And the reason people share things is because emotions create reactions. Okay, it's the definition of viral marketing. It's the definition of how everything gets shared. When you have an emotional response in your head, you are more likely to share that with somebody else. That means forwarding on Facebook, retweeting, emailing, whatever it is. So when I did this project, I made sure that I put emotion and a story into the product because people love stories. And I did that through the power of a video. And I very clearly explained why I was producing this this pre-funding campaign, what I was going to do with the money, and I told a story about why I was writing these books through my own voice. And that is the main reason that this story spread. And it wasn't my email list. I mean, sure, my email list was the genesis of me getting the word out, but the word spread because my people on my list took the story and spread it to other people. And it actually ended up growing my email list as well. So remember that. It's not about how big your email list. It's about how you use it. And it's about what kind of stories you can tell to get other people to spread it around. And that's something I address in the book. It's a short book, but it's a whole part two of the book talks about how to build a platform, why it's important, and gives you a whole bunch of tips on how to do that.
Well, let me just ask you a bit more about that then, because obviously you talk to all these companies, you've been on the internet a while. What are the key things that people do need to build a platform? Because everyone says that, you know, that this and that and the other, and now it's Google Plus and blah blah blah. you know, do you see that? You know, is anything the number one or the number one and number two right now?
You know, number one is and always will be an email list. You know, it's something that I write about in my first book. It's the biggest mistake I made early on in my career was not having an email list sign up on every single website or project that I put together. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everyone realizes this fact later. So let's not make sure that you do it as well if you're watching. I'm not talking about you, but people who are watching this. Mm-hmm. Make an email list right now. Now, the books that I'm writing now are actually sponsored by a company called AWeber, which is my choice, which is
what you
and yours. Okay, great. So AWeber is sponsoring the books that I'm writing, the first book that I'm writing now. And AWeber allows you to easily get people onto your email list so you can do these things. I mean, let's imagine, you know, that you wanted to have a promotion or you came up with an idea for a new project or here's the best thing to do with the email list. Ask your audience what they want or what they need. You know, I do this all the time with my customers. They're like, I want to create a product or a service to sell, but I don't know exactly what to create. And I say, why don't you ask the people? I don't care if you have 10 people on your email list. Send out an email to people and say, hey, I'm thinking about creating a product that does this. What would you like? And guess what? They'll tell you. Then you can come back and make the product and resell it to them, right? Mm-hmm. So having an email list is absolutely the main thing you have to have. I believe that the formula starts with also having a website or a blog, right? And that's your main platform. And you put the email address onto that and aggressively market the email address. Then you have all this circle around that, okay? When you think about a sales funnel, you have this email address inside. Outside of that, you have Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and direct mail and all the little things that you do to drive people into the middle with the main objective to get people to sign up your email list, follow you on Twitter, friend you on Facebook, because that's all building a platform. Mm. People want to connect with you the way they want to connect with you. Remember that. It's not about how you want to connect with people. Some people are going to say, I only want to hear from Jim on Twitter, or I only want to hear from Jim on Facebook, mm-hmm. or I only want to hear from Jim on email. So you have to build this platform where you can attract people in by creating great content, which is one of the things that I read your blog and follow your stuff because it's wonderful content. And it brings people into this loop. And it gets me in, and eventually I'm like, I can't miss out on this content because it's too good. So I sign up for your email list, or I follow you on Twitter, or I do all of them. Mm-hmm. And that's how you build a platform. And if you do it aggressively and you think of it like a marketer, because that's the way you need to start thinking about it. Everyone's a marketer. You need to start thinking that way. You will start to build that list, and you will start to build that presence, and it'll go from here to here to here to here. And it may take a little bit of time, but every person you get in there is going to be somebody who is a potential customer. And this isn't something, again, you need to start thinking about people in customer sense, right? These are people that can read your books or download your ebooks or sign up for something or click on an affiliate link. And once people start thinking in that method and how to build that network, they'll have a much better time of actually getting it done.
Mm. And, you know, I'm totally converted to all of this. But I'm amazed at how many of my author friends, and they know who they are, they still don't have an email list on their websites. And I'm always banging on about it. But one of the things I wanted to ask is, I really enjoyed your book, Attention. This book will make you money. I really enjoyed it. And for authors, it's just as important. But one of the interesting things is you do talk quite a lot about, I don't know, and you are also a confident person, you're kind of out there doing video, speaking. Many authors are introverts and are concerned about video, concerned about, you know, engaging almost. They're quite private. What do you say to them?
Well, there's two things I say to them. Number one, you can make video without being on camera. It's called screencasting, okay? So I have a whole product called Online Video Toolkit, which teaches people how to make videos. The second version of that, which is a paid version, teaches you how to do screencasting. So maybe we'll put a link in this blog post where you put the video up. So you can do – actually, the video that I made to pre-fund the books was an entire screencast. All it was a PowerPoint of some bullet points and words and me talking over it. You never saw my face ever, right? So if you're worried about being on camera and how you look and everything, which I understand some people don't want to be, you need to either just get over it because you look how you look. Video is the number one way to really interact with somebody. Imagine the reader, right? And they're seeing your face and they're feeling and hearing your passion when you talk about how much you love your book and why you wrote that book. Imagine that story. Do you think that's going to help or hurt your downloads or your purchase of your book, right? But if you don't want to be on camera, don't be on camera. There are ways around it. And the other piece of advice is, you know, try to get over it, because video is just so powerful. It really is. The number one way you are going to convert people down the road. So find a way to do it. The technology is there. Look what we're doing right here, right now, using a really simple recorder and a Skype, which is free to do video. And it's just such more of an engaging way to actually talk to people. And I feel like I'm actually speaking to you. You're out on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm here on the East Coast of the United States, and we're having a regular conversation. It's just truly amazing, isn't it?
It is. And what about more of the mindset of the marketer? Because a lot of my audience are writing, and they're happy doing that. But the mindset of a marketer is something that takes quite a lot of development, I think. Yeah.
So I always tell people this, you know, there's never been a greater time in the history of the entire world to be able to build a brand, promote yourself, get people to know your business, your brand, get the word out about what you're doing, your product, service. There's never been a greater time in the history of the world, okay? The trade-off is this. The trade-off is that you have to put the effort in to do it yourself, okay? The alternative method before the internet was you got out your checkbook and you found television, radio, TV, magazine, everything. You wrote checks and you gave a check to the advertising people and they promoted it, right? That was easy, right? It was great because you gave it to an agency or somebody. They put the word out for you and hopefully people bought your books or walked into your doors, right? The problem with that was it cost a lot of money, okay? Nowadays when you're in a recession, nowadays when people don't have as much money as they used to, and people are starting their own businesses or self-publishing or producing their own companies, you can do it all yourself, but you have to start thinking like a marketer. And a lot of artists, right, a lot of people who write books consider themselves artists. And I say quotes not to diminish it, but the truth, and you are truly an artist when you write a really, you know, a piece of whatever it is that you're writing, a serial fiction or whatever it is. Sure, you can still be an artist, but if you want to actually be a successful artist, you have to stop thinking only like an artist, which was, if people find my stuff, then great, it'll be great. Because the world has changed, and there's an opportunity for you now. There's a super opportunity for you now to take a few tiny steps to put your word out there, to spread your message out there using Facebook and Twitter and blogs, and be able to actually make some money and get your message, your art, spread to wider places. So it's very tough to work with people who have the artist mentality. There's nothing wrong with those people. They have to make a cognitive decision in their head whether or not they really want to find success or they don't. I cannot force them. I've tried to force artists to become marketers and entrepreneurs, and it is a complete and utter failure because they are not ready to do it. So what I want people to think of is, are you ready to do it? Are you finally ready to know that it's possible? You're not selling out because you have a Facebook account or you're building an email list. You're spreading your art, right? Your people are reading it. So think about what you want to do. And then think about how easy, and people like Joanna, like you give so many great tips to people about how to do it. Just watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so many other people.
Oh, and there's you know, obviously lots of people out there. And I guess I should just, you know, for people listening, I've been listening to people like you for about 4 years now. Like I said, I read your book when it was that 2 years ago, your attention book. Yeah. So I've been reading these business books and marketing books for 4 years. So it doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time. But I had some other follow-up questions I was just writing down there.
Sure.
You've talked there, I mean, and you write non-fiction. you know, in general. But it seems to me that you've sold lots of things. So do you see any difference with fiction to nonfiction with all of this?
I do. As a matter of fact, I am really heavily trying to discuss and figure out what works in fiction. And I mean, in nonfiction versus fiction, okay? Because my books are success, failure, marketing, business type of books, which, at the grand scheme of things, a very small audience. You know, Seth Godin, who is probably the 800-pound gorilla in my space, you know, he'll only sell a couple hundred thousand books a year, and that's a lot for my space. I mean, it's just really not that huge of an audience, right? As opposed to romance or vampire books or, you know, things like that. So there is a big difference in how you market fiction versus nonfiction. I can give you a few tips. I talk about a lot of these at my blog, which is nopublisherneeded.com. And, one of the biggest tips I can give somebody who writes nonfiction is this, is pricing. Okay? I've read all kinds of tips about how fiction authors are pricing their books at low rates and adjusting the pricing up and down. And we all realize that Amazon is trying to set the price on ebooks between $3 and $10. So that's why they have the 70% commission, right? Mm. Well, here's something that a lot of people probably don't know about nonfiction books. If I price a book at $1.99 or I price a book at $9.99, I will sell just as many at $9.99 in a nonfiction business marketing space. You know why? Because I think like a marketer, and I've analyzed my audience. And my audience are people who are looking for business and motivational help and things like that. And they have no problem paying more for that information. As a matter of fact, because it's more money, they value it higher. Mm. Okay? So if you write nonfiction books, especially in my space or anything that's how-to or something like that, do not play the low pricing game that fiction authors have to do, okay? In my experience and research, it's great for you. You'll make more money at a higher rate because people will value your books higher. Mm. And that's all just about getting into the head of a consumer. And that's what it takes to be a really good marketer. Mm. You know, there's a great book out there called Influence. Yeah. It's written by Dr. Robert Cialdini, yeah. Okay? And I would highly suggest that anyone read this book and start learning about why people buy, why people make purchasing decisions. There's another book out there called Consumerology. It's amazing why people make purchasing decisions. And each person makes them different based upon what product or service or book or title they're looking for.
Mm. And it's interesting you say that because I definitely see that in nonfiction, but with fiction, the price is a difference, but in the other way. And also book reviews. I think I've been discovering book reviews on Amazon and other book review sites are hugely important for the Amazon algorithm for fiction and also for bulk sales. So I think
book reviews is a great way to do that. Obviously, you know, people want to see the reviews. You know, it helps. I have a book launch process that I use for clients. You know, I believe that book marketing starts at book conception. Mm. So you literally, the idea you have, the day you have the idea for the book, the first thing you need to do is write your synopsis of it, get a cover, have a page up where people can learn about it and start signing up for the email list or even pre-buying the book. I believe it's got to happen right away, okay? Yeah. One of the pieces of that whole launch process is, before the book's even available, is getting it out to people who will pre-read the book and give you reviews. You do not want to go into a launch of a book with no reviews on your Amazon page or reviews on your landing page, believe me, because that's one of the main purchasing decision reasons why people make the decision to buy your book. They look at the reviews. We all do it when we go to buy a television or a shower radio or whatever. Mm. We go look at the reviews. Mm. And it's called social proof, right? If other people believe that it is good or bad or whatever, we tend to look at that and go, oh, well, if a lot of other people say it's good, that's another reason in my head that makes me say, okay, I can buy it.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Absolutely. And the other question I had there about nonfiction, because I'm one of those people who, again, buys products from people and also create them myself. But what you can see is that people can price an ebook, as in a PDF on their own website, for a lot more than you can sell a book for on Amazon. Even a non-fiction book, you could put at $20, but on your own website you could sell it to your tribe for $45 or $99. So when should non-fiction authors put their book on Amazon, and when should they create a product?
Well, it's a strategy thing, right? So, me personally, I'm trying to build a backlog of a lot of books on Amazon, okay? Mm-hmm. That's my goal. I plan on having 20 to 30 books on there in the next 2 to 3 years, okay? There'll be short books, what I call micro books, which, by the way, I think is the future mm-hmm. of digital reading, books between 20 and 35,000 words, okay? So that's my goal. There are other goals. I could take some of those books and create, an ebook, digital PDF form, and sell it to my audience as well. Mm-hmm. You could do that as well. Decide whatever you want to do. Okay, sell it direct yourself or sell it on Amazon. It's totally up to you, whatever strategy you're trying to do. One thing you need to make sure of, though, is that Amazon has a thing called price matching.
Yeah.
And if you took a book that you're publishing on Amazon for $9.99 and you give it away on your website and somebody reports it to Amazon and tells them, or Amazon figures out however it is, Amazon has the right to price your book at zero on the website. Without telling you, okay? Yeah. So it's really just kind of, and also if you're selling it for cheap someplace else on another website or on your website or whatever, Amazon can price match it, and they don't have to tell you. So decide what you want to do. Hmm. Do you want to use the book as a lead generation thing? Fine, then give it away on your website and use it as a lead gen. What I would do probably is put the whole version up on Amazon, and then take a smaller version of it. An abridged version of it, and give it away as a lead gen.
Mm.
That way I can accomplish both things.
Mm. Brilliant. Now, we haven't got much more time, but one more question I have for you is, why do most people fail at marketing? What is the biggest issue that people have, if assuming that they're actually doing it or trying?
Yeah, the biggest failure is that you just don't think like a marketer. And why should you? It's not your business, right? I mean, you're in the business of writing vampire books, or you're in the business of writing books about gardening. You like whatever. I mean, it's not your fault, okay? You weren't trained to think like I am and like you have become to think, Joanna, right? Mm-hmm. So understand, first of all, it's not your fault. So once we get past that and you realize that there's an opportunity, and I think you're a great case study for this. Because you said that over the last 4 years, you've spent quite a bit of time transforming yourself from that author to also author marketer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time. And once you learn how powerful it can be and how successful you can be, I think you get past that fear of whether or not you can do it or not. And you realize how actually easy it is to do once you start thinking like a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people still tell me, they're like, well, I don't want to think like a marketer. And I say, that's perfectly fine. Just be prepared to continue to write checks for the rest of your life, because the cost of not being a marketer is advertising, okay? The cost of being, or as my friend Andy Cernovitz says in his book, Word of Mouth Marketing, he says, the cost of being boring is advertising, right? It's absolutely true. And if you're fine with, spending a lot of money and a lot of checks to get people to promote your stuff for you, and you think that that's going to work, then fine. You can continue to do that. But you need to start thinking. And I would suggest following what you do, following what other authors are doing, Joe Conrath and Amanda Hocking, and look at how they are building these amazing platforms of people. Here's a real good ninja tip for anybody. Write a blog about your industry or about the business of what you do. That's what I do at nopublisherneeded.com. I talk about the business of self-publishing. That's what Joe Conrath does at A Newbie's Guide to Publishing, right? It's brilliant because he has this audience of hundreds of thousands of people who come in, and he talks about the business of self-publishing and publishing. And all these people get introduced to his books. Then he writes a post about his books, and he sells another 100,000 books. If you write vampire novels, why aren't you writing a blog about the insider's life of writing vampire novels? Which ones are good, how to write them, whatever. That's a really great tip that might help you out.
No, fantastic. Right, so where can people find you and your books?
Best way to do that is just go to jimkukrell.com or jimkukrellbooks.com. So it's J-I-M-K-U-K-R-A-L. So jimkukrellbooks.com takes you straight to my Amazon page. I am using Amazon KDP Select these days. I don't know how long I'll be using it, but it's for nonfiction authors. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a game changer because it's hard for us to get noticed in the world of Amazon. Fiction is like 85% of the digital book sales right now, and nonfiction is a very small percentage. And Amazon KDP Select, it's helping level that playing field, in my opinion, right now, because of the way we can promote our books with the 5-day free trial and the way that it actually helps boost your ranking for your book, because you can get your book downloaded a lot of times, and then people in the nonfiction space will start to write about it, leave reviews, and it's a great way to jumpstart your marketing launch for your book. So just go to jimkukrellbooks.com or nopublisherneeded.com.
Thanks ever so much for your time, Jim. That was great.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'd love to do it again anytime.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales, and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.